Good morning, good morning, good morning. As a musician, I have always been fascinated by the role of that music plays in political movements. So that's what our topic is this morning. We heard a couple of songs at the beginning of the service, Wade in the Water and the other one, which I'll get to in a second. So the connection between music and politics, particularly political expression in song, has been seen in many cultures. Music can express anti-establishment or protest themes, including anti-war songs. Of course, we're all familiar with the overtly non-political spirituals from the Black churches. And I'm going to be concentrating here today on songs specifically written to promote and encourage action. Spirituals were often actually used as code to pass information. For example, Sweet Low, Sweet Chariot, and the opening song, Wade in the Water. These are examples of songs written and sung by slaves under the noses of the plantation bosses, the purpose of which was to comfort and inspire, yes, but also to send messages and inspire action. Spirituals often contain subversive double meanings. On the surface, they appear to be simply telling a story from the Old Testament or express a longing for a place in heaven. But just beneath this surface meaning, a cry for freedom and a desire to escape slavery can be heard. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan and what did I see? A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Angels were people who helped slaves escape. The River Jordan was the Ohio River. Cross the river and you're safe. Wade in the water means travel to the river. Cross the stream because the dogs can't pick up your scent. And anything with shoes equals travel, equals escape. The spirituals of slaves evolved through work songs and African rhythms. In turn, they led directly to the protest songs of the 60s. Now, if you're interested in digging deeper into this topic, there is a terrific PBS program called History Detectives Slave Songbook, which you can find on YouTube. Quoting a bit from that documentary as follows, quote, "The spiritual Steal Away to Jesus is an excellent example of a spiritual that appears to be purely religious, but clearly with anti-slavery undertones. The lyrics are as follows, steal away to Jesus, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here, my Lord. He calls me. He calls me by the thunder. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay here. Green trees are bending, poor sinners stand a trembling. The trumpet sounds within my soul. I ain't got long to stay here." The subtext of these lyrics is fairly clear to contemporary ears, but they contained just enough religious cover and ambiguity to fly under the radar of the white slave owners. We also just heard Lift Every Voice and Sing. This was written in 1900 by James Weldon Johnson, a 29-year-old school principal, and it's often referred to as the Black National Anthem. It reflects the composer's call to fight Jim Crow laws that divided Americans by race. In the song's first verse, he urges his chorus to sing a joyful song of hope and faith. African Americans should rejoice as a new day was dawning. In the second verse, though, this all positive tone was traded for a bitter reflection on American history. While not mentioning slavery specifically, he calls all to remember that, quote, stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, unquote. Blacks may have been marching toward a new day, but the path had led, quote, through the blood of the slaughtered, unquote. And while there was hope for the future, quote, now we stand at last where the white gleam of our star is cast, unquote. meaning it was not yet time to relax. There was more work left to do, more battles to be fought. Therefore, he urged, let us march on till victory is won. The next song we heard was Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. Let's talk a little bit about Woody Guthrie. Guthrie's entire career was based on lifting up the common man and fighting against injustice, wherever it appeared. If you notice, the message on his guitar read, this machine kills fascists, which is also what Pete Seeger put on his banjo. His earliest music dated from the mid-1930s, when the Dust Bowl storms destroyed farms and the ecology of the Great Plains was destroyed. But moving to a new home wasn't easily achievable for most people, hence This Land Is Your Land. Guthrie's music specifically encouraged action, as did the previous spirituals I talked about. He wrote about not only the dust storms, which caused mass migrations of thousands of Okies, him included, but about workers, the homeless, and the fight for unions. And now we'll hear Woody Guthrie singing, Join the Union.
You've got to join that one big union. You've got to join it by yourself. Everybody here will join it with you. You've got to join the one big union by yourself. If that road gets rough and rocky, and the hills get steep and high, we will sing as we go marching, and we'll win one big union by and by. Brothers gotta join that one big union. Brothers gotta join it by himself. Everybody here will join it with him. Brothers gotta join the one big union by himself. Sisters gotta join that one big union. Sisters gotta join it by herself. Everybody here will join it with her. Sisters gotta join the one big union by herself. Everybody gotta join that one big union. Everybody gotta join it by herself. Everybody here will join it with them. Yes, we will. Everybody join one big union by themselves.
Woody Guthrie inspired generations, both politically and musically. This Land Is Your Land, Tear the Fascists Down, Deportee, Hobo's Lullaby, The Dust Pneumonia Blues, Talking Dust Bowl Blues, The Washington Talking Blues, Gonna Roll the Union On, and hundreds of more. Sticking to the Union.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? They say in Harlan County, there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Don't listen to the bosses. Don't listen to their lies. Us workers never had a chance unless we organized. Tell me, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
That was Pete Seeger, obviously. Pete not only wrote and performed his own material, but interpreted and popularized much of Guthrie's music, and he did it for more than 70 years. Just as Guthrie did, Seeger wrote mostly to inspire folks to action and started singing in support of the unions in the 1940s. His recordings of union songs, spirituals, and political anthems became staples for the rallies of the 1960s and beyond. Seeger regularly performed at migrant farm workers' rallies and marches, the first time being a benefit concert in 1940. Now, Joan Baez also sang in support of the migrant farm workers and in the cause of peace and civil rights. We associate We Shall Overcome, De Colores, and many Bob Dylan songs with Joan Baez. And now we'll hear We Shall Overcome.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do.
Labor unions even extended to the Broadway stage in shows by Irving Berlin, Moss Hart, George S. Kaufman, and the Gershwins. And that's a whole nother genre that we just don't have time to get into today. Let me just give you a little tiny bit of some of the words from Pins and Needles. Sing me of wars, sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. And that was one of Broadway's takes on protest music. 1962 saw the publication of Bob Dylan's first album. He continues to be a prolific writer of folk music and protest songs. These included Hurricane, I Shall Be Free, Talking World War III blues, masters of war, blowing in the wind, fixing to die, the times they are a-changing. You know them. You've heard them for years. These songs and many others were embraced by baby boomers who were motivated to participate in political marches and rallies and in the political process.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times, they are changing. Come writers and critics, you prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are changing. Come senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, for he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. For the battle outside raging, we'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times, they are a-changing. Our mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times, they are a-changing. The line it is drawn and the curse it is cast. The slowest one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the time.
I love that cut. The Vietnam War era had multiple anti-war anthems. Pete Seeger had been blacklisted during the McCarthy era in the mid-1950s. And it took until 1967 before he was granted access to the airwaves, thanks to the Smothers Brothers and their TV show. Seeger once again became a prominent protest singer, now as a supporter of international disarmament, civil rights, workers' rights, environmental causes, and as an opponent to the Vietnam War. He sang Waist Deep in the Big Muddy.
It was back in 1942, I was a member of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain told us to ford a river, that's how it all begun. We were knee-deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Well, the sergeant said, sir, are you sure this is the best way back to the base? Sergeant, go on, I've forded this river about a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but just keep slogging, we'll soon be on dry ground. We were waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. Sergeant said, sir, with all this equipment, no man will be able to swim. Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly, the captain said to him. All we need is a little determination, men, follow me, I'll lead on. We were neck deep in the big muddy, the big fool said to push on. And once the moon clouded over, we heard a gurgling cry. A few seconds later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, "Turn around, men, I'm in charge from now on." And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone. We stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know that the water was deeper than the place he'd once before been. Another stream had joined the big muddy about a half mile from where he'd gone. We were lucky to escape from the big muddy when the big fool said to push on. Well, I'm not going to point any moral, I'll leave that for yourself. Maybe you're still walking, you're still talking, you'd like to keep your health. But every time I read the paper, them old feelings come on. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on. Waist deep, neck deep, soon even a tall man will be over his head. We're waist deep in the big muddy, the big fool says to push on.
That is so powerful. Note that the big fool in this piece was rumored to be Lyndon Johnson. The college folk music scene of the 1960s was filled with performers spreading the gospel of political action and fighting the establishment. One of the most popular was the Chad Mitchell Trio, who regularly inspired college audiences with their biting satire, showcasing the absurdities of politics and those in politics. Interestingly, their direction toward social commentary was largely instigated by one of their members, Joe Frazier, who later went on to become an Episcopalian priest. Holly Neer is a singer and actor who founded Redwood Records to produce and promote music by politically conscious artists from around the world. And her song, "We Are a Gentle, Angry People," is hymn number 170 in our UU hymnal. I find the following song among her best, which she composed while she was studying and writing in Argentina and Chile. It is a clear condemnation of the Chilean junta. Hay una mujer desaparecida, by the Weavers.
Una mujer desaparecida, hay una mujer desaparecida en Chile, en Chile, en la junta, en la junta knows. And the junta knows where she is. And the junta knows where she is. Hiding and dying. Hay una mujer desaparecida. Hay una mujer desaparecida. En Chile, en Chile. Clara Elena Cantero, Elisa del Carmen Escobar, Natalia Elena Morales, Rosa Elena Morales. Hay una mujer desaparecida en Chile, en Chile, en
And the Hunda knows, and the Hunda knows where she is, and the Hunda knows where she is, hiding and dying. Ay, una mujer desaparecida, ay, una mujer desaparecida, en Chile. Chile.
Just in case you didn't catch the meaning, hay una mujer desaparecida. There is a woman who's disappeared in Chile. It's powerful stuff. Let's turn to Jamaican reggae. Moving along, Jamaican reggae of the 1970s and the 1980s is an example of influential and powerful interaction between music and politics. A top figurehead in this music was Bob Marley. Though Marley was not personally involved in politics, he was seen as a political figure via his politicized lyrics. Reggae musicians have become Jamaica's prophets, social commentators. And if protest music exists in a particular culture, to the lower classes, this is a way to get their voices heard and to be able to express their true feelings about conditions affecting them and the rest of the country. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight. Stand up for your rights. Bob Marley.
Come on, get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. You see, most people think God will come from the sky, take away everything, make everybody feel high. Hey, but if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth, and now you'll see the light. You stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
Let me give you some of those words, because I know to my ear, I have a hard time understanding the accent sometimes. So what Bob Marley was saying was, you see, most people think great God will come from the sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Don't give up the fight. We're sick and tired of your ism schism game. Dying, going to heaven in a Jesus name. We know when we understand Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you couldn't fool all the people all the time. And now we see the light. You stand up for your rights. While the Beatles were not known as protest singers, John Lennon often expressed his strongly held beliefs and often annoyed those in power. Give peace a chance, power to the people, and imagine all contained political messages, some more overt than others. The song Imagine provoked strong negative reactions from conservatives when it was first released, and is now widely considered to be one of the most influential songs of the 20th century. John Lennon, Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky.
Rights movement brought us Aretha Franklin's R-E-S-P-E-C-T, Nina Simone's Young, Gifted, and Black, and James Brown's Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. But it was Marvin Gaye's 1971 hit, What's Going On, where Motown Records, a company started, run, and dedicated to Black artists, that the label was finally seen to support any overtly activist song or artist. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
Two, three, four.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me, honey, so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. Ooh. Come on, man.
Sam Cooke was a singer, songwriter, entrepreneur, record producer, and civil rights activist. His anthem, A Change Is Gonna Come, continues to inspire and motivate anyone involved in the continuing civil rights, equal rights struggle, not only for African Americans, but for those in countries around the world. There were a couple of versions of this song on YouTube, but I chose this version of A Change Is Gonna Come because this teenager filming in the laundry room, and watch him as he takes his chewing gum out of his mouth and saves it in his hand before he starts to sing. This cut is the most genuine example of what this song really means, and it really touched my heart. Change is going to come. So that the sound quality isn't so good. I was born by the river in a little tent, and just like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know change is going to come. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die because I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change is going to come. I just love that. Punk rock. Starting in the late 1970s, punk rock began to take over the task of raising political awareness through music. Again, we don't have time to talk about this section, but punk bands are well known for using their music, often in very vulgar ways, as a vehicle for motivating their audience toward political expression. Finally, I want to bring your attention to a modern day political satirist and composer, Roy Zimmerman, who just happens to be a Unitarian. Through songs such as My Conservative Girlfriend, Psychedelic Relic, Creation Science 101, I Want a Marriage Like They Had in the Bible, The Sing-Along Second Amendment, My Voice, My Vote, My Right, Roy shows us that music continues to have a place and an influence in how we view and respond to social issues and politics. We'll now hear our closing song, created by Roy Zimmerman. You'll easily recognize the source material.
In the bunker, the White House bunker, the liar tweets tonight. The death toll rises and multiplies as the liar tweets tonight.
Put him away, 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 put him away.
It's really Putin who he's saluting from that West Point grandstand, congratulating him for creating new jobs for the Taliban.
Put him away, 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 put him away,
put him away, put him away, put him away, stop the testing right away. Show's over, folks. It'll vanish any day. It's a deep state hoax. Need some help, don't look at me. You're on your own. I'm protecting Robert E. Lee and Roger Stone. In the country, the cries for justice ring through the streets tonight. But in the White House, the might is right house. The liar tweets tonight.
Oh, yeah.